Hello everyone, welcome to the 10th episode of the Asia VC Cast, hosted by yours truly, Daniel Song at DSongVC on Twitter. This week's special guest is Erica Kang from CryptoSoul. Erica is the founder of CryptoSoul, a leading community building team based in Seoul, Korea. CryptoSoul supports promising blockchain projects by managing online channels and hosting meetups. She is also a partner at Blockwater Capital, advisor at the Korea Blockchain Association, and the host of English YouTube channel CryptoSoul. As a born communicator, Erica is passionate about bridging between diverse parties in the blockchain and cryptocurrency scene. So please join me in welcoming Erica Kang from CryptoSoul. Hello, Erica. Thank you for joining me today. How are you?
Hi, Daniel. Thank you for having me here.
It's great to have you here. So why don't we get started by telling our audience a little bit about yourself and how you joined the world of blockchain and crypto?
So my name is Erica Kang. I am based in Seoul, Korea. I am a community builder and a networker, connector, I guess, and in the blockchain space. And I got into this space about a year ago. So it's very recent, actually. It's actually like a 1 year anniversary for me. and I entered this space through a friend, who I randomly met, you know, and then he talked about blockchain and I suddenly got, you know, connected and I, you know, studied about it for about several months. And then now I'm completely just hooked to the, you know, topics and, you know, the entire culture and society. And yeah, so that's how I got in. So it's very random, but I think it was very timely for me.
Right. And tell us a little bit more about, you know, CryptoSoul and how the idea came about to build your own community. And also you host your own YouTube show as well, right?
Right. The community CryptoSoul, appeared naturally because I was involved in community building even before CryptoSoul. So I worked at a firm called Connector, and there I did a lot of community building for projects like Quantum, like Aeon, there's Stellar. I mean, I host a lot of meetups for them. And so I wasn't naturally involved and interested in, you know, community building. So I thought, you know, why not doing my own brand and have a separate brand where it's more focused on a diverse range of meetups, diverse range of topics that I can talk about. And so that's how I got, you know, more independent and found my own brand. And yeah, and the YouTube channel was also very, very, I don't know, natural to me, because the reason why I did the YouTube channel was because I got to found out that there was nobody in Korea that truly represented what, you know, was happening in the Korean market. So I just thought, I should give a more balanced view on, you know, what people think about the Korean market, what's happening here. And that was the whole intent of the show. And so I did it 100% live, no edits. So it's very, very raw, even now. It's like 26 episodes now, but it's still very raw. And the whole point is just to have a really balanced view. So.
And there's so much news coming from the crypto world every week, especially in Korea. So I'm curious, how do you go about in filtering through all these news and articles and making sure you weed out the noise? But also at the same time, you want to stay neutral to make sure that you pass on the right message, a fair message to your global audience. So could you tell us a little bit more about that, your process and how you share those news?
Right. So I usually do it once a week. So I gather a week worth of news that's going on. And mostly I try to clarify a lot of rumors that's circulating around, you know, the Korean market, for example, like exchanges or like certain coins or certain, you know, like, for example, Kakao coin, right? So they were on the Bithumb coin. So they're all wondering, is it really coming out? Is it really happening? And, you know, they get into all these scams. And so, I mean, those dangerous like rumors, I try to clarify as much as possible. And to clarify with the actual industry people, right? And then, so those things I can definitely connect with the industry people and, I can like clarify 100%. So, those rumors I, try to prioritize. And then I also cover the regulations market. So because regulations is very, gray at, in the gray area at the moment in Korea. So I think a lot of foreigners are confused and just have mixed opinions about what's happening here and what's going to happen in Korea. So I always try to cover what's happening in the regulations world and try to keep them as updated as possible. So usually I go like about sections, like for regulations and then the market and then investment. Like, so I, you know, try to cover as, you know, diverse topics as possible. And then in that aspect, and then I kind of, I don't know, filter out which are the most hot topics of the week. Yeah.
Right. Although you've been active in this industry for only about a year, I think that's equivalent to maybe a couple of years compared to other industries, because there's so many different things happening every day, maybe even every hour, 24/7. So I'm curious, when you first attended and hosted your own meetup about a year ago to now, what are the differences that you see, especially with the attendees that are attending and their mindset when they're attending these meetups?
As you mentioned before, like a year in crypto is like, you know, for example, like 6 years in the real world. And so a lot of things that happen, and I see a lot of changes, especially in Korea, because, you know, Korea is very interested in fads. A lot of, you know, people follow, they have a FOMO, like they're very into FOMO, I guess, and they follow whatever your friend is doing. So basically in the beginning stage, like when I was just joining the crypto space, it was, the market was going crazy at that time. And I think people were just going fanatic, and especially investor activity was very, very active at that time. And I remember when the meetups was, when I go to a meetup and I was hosting a meetup, all these like middle-aged men, you know, who don't really care about the project, but they just come over and, you know, talk about the profit rate and, you know, the return rate. And they just talk about the listing. They ask about listings and what are the good news. And, you know, they really just care about those aspects. And that was kind of disappointing to me. And at some point, and I felt like, okay, this industry needs a lot of improvement in the, you know, atmosphere and like the major interests. And I mean, as time goes by, it's not really 100%, you know, improved, but I think it's going in the direction where, you know, people are looking more in the long-term vision. So like students, for example, university students, even like professors and, you know, like industry, like VCs, who are not really caring about like short-term profits, but they look at long-term like acceleration process. They all come to the meetup, and they're, you know, developers as well. You know, they want to build up on the chain, right? So they come to the meetups and to kind of talk about technicality. And, you know, so I think the audience has been more, I think the range is more diversified. And I think, they care more about, you know, deep topics and more fundamental concepts, you know, around circulating around the project more than the, you know, short-term gains.
Right. And in terms of the, you know, teams now making, you know, doing meetups in Korea, I think also beforehand, without any major announcement, they were scared to come to Korea because all the Korean audience were expecting some good news. And
yeah.
They would have their, you know, laptops and on their phones to buy or sell the good news, right? Like, tell us a little bit more about that and how the, you know, now the project teams are kind of taking a different approach to coming to Korea, right? Sharing more about what they're doing and then technicality and the product development.
Yeah, exactly. When I remember one time when this project was talking to me, and I told them, you should come to Korea and do a meetup. And the CEO was saying, Erica, we're kind of scared because, you know, we don't have any updates right now. We're still working on it, and we're worried that people will be disappointed when we don't have any news to share. I remember that, you know, I remember being really like, I felt really sorry for the team because they can't have like updates all the time, right? They need some time to develop the product. And, the Koreans, they really want like weekly updates basically. And they're like, okay, week after week, they're asking even me, they're grilling me about, you know, Erica, so what's, you know, new with this project? Is something happening? Are there any listings yet? I'm like, you know, you should wait for like at least a month or something. I mean, Yeah, so I remember that. Yeah, so it changed a lot. I mean, it was really severe back then, but now it's a little more laid back. I think people just, even the audience, they don't really, are concerned too much about, what the newest, the recent news is, and the listings and so. I mean, they'll be happy to hear about it, but they're not like desperate to hear about it, So it's a little different now.
And, given your unique position where not only are you hosting these top global projects to Korea, but you actually get this chance to see what really goes behind the scene, when they're not doing the meetups and when they're just kind of working on their own. And what was that like? And can you share with our listeners what you see? Are these people actually really passionate about the project? And also, do you see that? Do you feel that?
Yeah, I do. I'm just laughing because, it just it reminds me of the actual, the happen the events and when that was with them. And I remember project, it really differs from project to project because they have their own culture, they have their own like preferences. And I remember yeah, I was with many, many teams, but I think Ethereum was I think Ethereum Foundation was very I was very impressed. I was actually very like inspired by looking just looking at them like talk about certain topics and people people in Koreans or other investors, they wonder, are they really doing their work? They question all the time. And what I remember from Ethereum Foundation was they whenever they don't have like a public schedule, like official, like meetup or like a meeting or something, they do their research. They gather together and they talk about, they've talked very deeply about certain topics and they go on with their research. And I was very impressed by that. I was like kind of shocked actually. I was like, wow, it's, they have a different, they go to city by city and they have their, they attend the conferences, but in the meantime, in the during that time, they're all, about research and about coding. And so, I mean, yeah, I was just mesmerized by, the atmosphere and like, and other projects as well, not just Ethereum, but also Quantum team. I mean, they're working really hard and, they don't play, they don't, drink, they work a lot. And I see their passion and, I was impressed by that as well.
Right. And I think you got to meet many different projects at once because there was a recently there was a big blockchain conference at the Economy. And at that conference, there's a viral video going
Yes.
around, right? And Vitalik and Joseph Poon calling out Craig Wright. And actually, I spotted you right by that video at the side. And yeah, maybe
Yeah.
share with our audience, what happened there and what was the atmosphere like. Unfortunately, I wasn't be able to attend that. But yeah, we could definitely see it on the YouTube video that's making rounds. So could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so I didn't recognize that I was there. I mean, I was in the video, but they apparently I was like right there. Everyone was like, "Oh, Erica, you're just like standing right next to, Joseph Poon." Yeah, well, I was just, going with the just sitting with the foundation. I was ha I happened to be there. And then Vitalik, he made a opposing like argument, like opinion to Craig Wright, and then it got kind of tense at that time. We didn't know what was going on, and the whole team was kind of like dumbfounded. It was like, oh, okay, what's going on? But Vitalik was, saying his very very defiant. He was very strong in his opinion, and we agreed to it. But we just people were just kind of like all the audience was kind of tense at the moment. They were just really listening to what ha what Vitalik was saying, and then Joseph kind of added to the kind of conversation. He was, I wrote the right lightning, paper and blah blah blah. And I didn't expect this happen to happen, and I was just awed by all this. And I think it was the first time ever, that this
Especially
incident
in the
happened.
public.
And people, yeah, right, yeah, exactly. I mean, people kind of expected this to happen, but they didn't really, witness this happening. So. Yeah, it was all a new experience for me too. Yeah.
Yes, that must have been an awesome experience. I'm sure it was a little bit awkward at the time, but when you go back and think about it, it's a pretty legendary moment there.
Exactly.
So, So let's go back. You know, you're all about building a community and hosting meetups and hosting different global projects so they can share more information and what they're doing in the projects. So for you, what does it mean to build a community and why building a community is it important?
Yeah, I think for blockchain space, I think community is everything. I think it's the grassroots to grow upon. So I think if the community surrounding the project grows and if the interest grows within the community organically, then I think the project has a lot of support and the support it needs to flourish. Not only investors, but I'm talking about developers, students, like scholars, researchers, even entrepreneurs, right? They're all part of the community. So such diverse opinions and, you know, interests, I think they're necessary, crucial to for the project to have, you know, balanced view on other, you know, audiences. And I think that makes the project stronger. So that's why I concentrated more on the community members. So individual to individual. So people, you know, in the industry, they say, oh, why do you really concentrate too much on like the invest, well, the individual or the investor or the, you know, like student, for example. And I'm kind of different from all a lot of the, you know, industry players at the moment, because I care like really like individual on an individual basis. I think one opinion really matters, and I think it, you know, it also resounds through the communities as well. You know, Kakao Talk and Telegram channels in Korea, it's very prevalent, and people say in those rooms, it really matters, and it really does move from room to room really quickly. So I think, you know, helping or help supporting community members and being a part of them, it really makes the community more, I don't know, trust the actual projects. I think trust between the community members and the projects are very, very important. If there's no trust, then it, you know, people say it's a scam. People say, you know, there's no communication between with the project. So, yeah, they have distrust, and that makes the whole project meaningless. That's what I think.
And, you know, like you mentioned, the top projects are visiting Korea often, trying to communicate. And I think it is because Korea is recognized as one of the key markets for blockchain and crypto innovation. What are your thoughts on how can we continue to be the leader in this space, not only on just, you know, trading cryptos and, you know, investing, but rather more for, you know, blockchain innovation and advancement?
Yeah, I think two aspects from the government side and from the market side. I think the community is doing well. I mean, the investors are doing well. I think they don't. I mean, they'll naturally prosper. I think from the government side, it's being too ambiguous. I think the stance is a little too. I mean, it'll be clarified in the later half of the year. But I think in the meantime, no businesses in Korea can really like aggressively go into blockchain because of the government regulations. I mean, they're afraid of the backlash that the government may impose on them if, you know, they enter the blockchain space. Like, for example, like conglomerates like SK, Hyundai, or I don't know, like Samsung, for example, you know, they're too big or they're too closely knit with the government to, you know, ignore the government, right? So I think such a vague stance, it makes it difficult for, you know, corporates to really, you know, take their stance and go come into this space. So I think government should, be more clear on its stance and more positive. But yeah, that's crucial for the Korean market to prosper. And then for the industry side, I think right now it seems like a lot of, you know, the current players are not collaborating as much as I anticipated. I think, you know, it's a matter of like getting the bigger slice of the pie right now rather than making the pie bigger. I think the whole market has potential to, you know, to grow as a whole. But I think they're just too concentrating on like just getting, you know, dominating the current market. Whereas I think, you know, bigger pie is better. Yeah, so I think a more collaborative stance among the industry players is necessary. Like, you know, like Deconomy, for example, Deconomy was a really good, you know, it was good proof that it's Seoul can be the hub, you know, of blockchain. And, you know, we can definitely host great, you know, conferences, and the market's ready here. Community is ready here. And, you know, even projects, we have great developers. You know, it's, the market is great. I think, it's very tech focused. So yeah, I think just the industry, like the attitude, I guess, the, I don't know, like the view, viewpoint to other like other projects or other industry players is very, very important, and also the government. So two aspects should be improved. Yeah.
Right. Perfect. No, yeah. Thank you for sharing the insights. And I think it's really exciting to be in Korea right now with all this innovation and getting the focus and attention from the globally, which puts a lot of pressure on us as well to really see how this turns out, right? And to drive and make sure that this is not something that, you know, it's going to go away, but continue to push through, show results to people globally. And I think it's a great opportunity for people in Korea to get involved, and, you know, like the leader yourself, sharing knowledge and sharing more inspiration for people to join this the crypto world, the blockchain world, and contribute. So thank you to that. And I think that leads me to my last question, which is, what to expect from you and CryptoSoul this year?
So we, you know, just launched CryptoSoul about a few months ago, and I think we're pretty much, you know, covering a lot of great projects as our meetup. So meetup will be a very, you know, solid base for CryptoSoul. So like probably like, you know, once a month at least we will host good meetups. And then, you know, for diverse, you know, audiences, not just investors only, but, you know, for developers, students, we'll try a lot of approaches, you know, a lot of different, you know, fun content into meetups, not a boring, you know, just the standard concept. So we hope to kind of, you know, increase our, you know, boundaries in the meetup culture. And then we'll also maybe collaborate with other projects, like maybe corporates having to host their meetup in a more, I don't know, focused level. So not just an ICO or post-ICO level, but a more like blockchain company focused meetup, not just, you know, for investment purposes. So, Yeah. So many collaborative efforts, and maybe a conference. Maybe we may, you know, help with a conference.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure, but
is this the announcement of the conference expected?
This year? Maybe it's not official yet.
Okay, unofficial. Okay, we'll keep it just between us and our listeners.
Yes. Well, which is like everybody, basically. But my hope is, my wish is to host a conference, or to help with a really promising conference after the economy. So I think in the later half of the year, hopefully, you know, I think we have the potential, we have the network. I think it's, you know, it's all about just collaboration and just coordination. So that's also in part of a long-term plan for this year. Yeah. And I think I'll, you know, travel to Consensus for New York, to New York. So maybe I can see some viewers there. But and YouTube channel will continue. I think it may go a little different in terms of the content. Maybe I'll add some Korean content. I'll maybe add some interviews. But it'll still, you know, it'll still roll. So it'll continue. And I'm really excited to, for CryptoSoul in this year, but, you know, I think the market demand is huge. I think we can cover a lot of great projects in Korea. So I'm just super excited for that.
Yeah, Erica, you know, it's only been a year, but so many different projects and contributed so much to the space and sharing the world's, you know, in a positive view of the blockchain and crypto world. And we really thank you for that. And, you know, thank you so much for taking the time to come with us. I think a lot of our listeners today learn more about what building a community is like and what kind of efforts that goes into building a community. So thank you so much for taking the time today, Erica.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for having me here.
All right. Thanks, Erica.